Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. It's Thanksgiving week officially. Brent Hesse here and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I like food.
Yeah.
Food's great.
Yeah.
Football's great.
Yeah.
Food and football and Thanksgiving is probably the best combination, let me tell you.
Can't beat that. And we've got some great football tonight. Chiefs and Eagles Monday
yep,
night.
Be a good game.
So I'm excited about that one. But it's also Did You Know Show time, so let's waste no more time and get into it.
Waste no more time. Okay, so I know, obviously, we're talking about Thanksgiving being a super important, awesome, cool day and fun. But did you know that people have actually figured out when the most boring day in the 20th century occurred?
No, there's no way.
April 11th, 1954 has been deemed the most boring day in the 20th century.
How? What happened on? Well, I guess nothing happened on that day.
I mean, there was a few things.
Nothing
significant.
It?
So basically what happened is there was a question that was actually posed in 2010, so 14 years ago, and it was to a computer program named True Knowledge. It's designed by a computer scientist. His name was William Tunstall, and the program contained 300 million facts. Many of them were tied to dates. So after scouring all those facts and comparing them to respective dates, True Knowledge decided that April 11th in 1954 was the most boring day in the 20th century. Belgium held a general election. There were some sports events that were happening. There was a coup in India, but it was planned to not actually be carried out till 2 days later, so it actually didn't happen. And there were no notable births or deaths that occurred. So as far as the computer program could figure out, that is the most boring day that's happened.
So this program just had a lot of dates and a lot of historical facts, figures, events, and there was just not that many on that day?
Not much important happened. A few little things here and there, but nothing important.
Well, I'd never heard about that day before, so
me neither. Yeah. So that explains
it. I can't argue with it. That's interesting. That's pretty cool. All right, mine is about some animals. We got back to the animals today.
Okay.
So, did you know what we call hedgehogs and porcupines when they're babies?
When they're hoglings. So
like, what?
Hoglings.
You're close.
Really?
So so you know, like pigs, they're called piglets.
Okay.
So baby hedgehogs are called hoglets.
Hoglets, okay.
But the porcupine is even tougher to guess. A baby porcupine is called a porcupet.
A porcupet.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Pokemon.
Exactly.
A little porcupet.
Yeah, a little hoglet and a porcupet. I thought that was really cool. You know, those are cute little critters. As long as you avoid their quills,
right?
They can get sharp. But other than that, I think they're awesome. And whenever I saw that, you know, there's a lot of them what you know what they are, like a piglet, for example, is one.
Right.
I think one of the fun ones is the kangaroos called a joey.
Cool. Yeah, of course.
But I didn't know about the hoglets and the porcupets, but I thought that was pretty cool. So there you go. We got, if you see a little hedgehog, or maybe you have pets. I know some people have hedgehogs and porcupines as pets, so
right.
You might have a little baby hoglet or little porcupet.
Maybe there
around.
Was a porcupet that was born on April 11th.
So. Yes. Could have made that date just a little bit less boring.
Important.
That's our Did You Know Show today on this Monday. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another episode.